Listener Production.
Hi, I'm Rachel Burke. The whale carcasses from a mass stranding on the west coast have now been disposed of. Wildlife authorities and local salmon companies towed the dead mammals into deep water yesterday. A small number remain on Ocean Beach and will be buried there when conditions permit. About 44 whales were able to be saved throughout the operation. Schools are bracing for disruptions when teachers walk off the job on Wednesday. Teacher assistants will join them, the state's education union calling for action on growing wage and welfare concerns. AEU Tasmania President David Genford says members are fed up.
Our teacher assistants are some of the lowest paid of any profession, ones where they don't actually even get paid for the full 52 weeks, which is pretty much a disgrace.
Tasmanians on the social housing waitlist are still waiting for action despite the housing minister reiterating his confidence in delivering 10,000 affordable homes. Shelley Ford is among the more than 4,000 locals on the list for secure housing, and she's stressed over the lack of action.
I haven't heard nothing, not one word. I see all these empty houses, I ring my worker and say to them about these properties and yeah, nothing becomes of them.
The state government says a key part of its plan is in its Homes Tasmania bill, which will be debated when Parliament returns. And Tassie's honey production has increased a whopping 151%, according to new data in the latest beekeeping survey report. To footy, the Brisbane Lions have released a statement in support of coach Chris Fagan, saying he has worked hard to ensure the club provides a culturally safe environment for everyone. Chairperson Andrew Wellington goes on to say in his dealings with Chris over the past 6 years, he's always made the welfare of players and staff an utmost priority. Fagan has stood aside as investigations into historical events at Hawthorn takes place. And Australia has gone down to India by 6 wickets in the third and final T20 International, the hosts claiming a 2-1 series victory. Tasmanian Matthew Wade was caught out for just 1 run.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe. In 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now.
Listener.